This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Dr. Linda Isaacs makes her triumphant return. It's been too long. We love her, appreciate her. She's a sweetheart, and she's doing great work, continuing the work of Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez up there in New York City, and occasionally travel around to do medical conferences. And she's got an upcoming event open to the public. I believe it's in Lexington, Kentucky. Super Don can confirm that with me. He's got the link live in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. So check that out. That's upcoming. We also have a little bit more Olympic news updates. A very funny news. Do they call it a gaffe or a gaffe? You know, when you read these words, G-A-F-F-E, what would you say? I think it's a gaffe.
Yeah, that's gaffe.
Yeah, but it's a silent E. Now we're getting all French or something, gaffe. But, yeah, it's a pretty funny reference to the Olympics there. Why not lighten it up a bit? Especially since Super Don's making me talk about painful things. Ow! Oh, ow! Actually, you're not making me do it. Well, you didn't because the question of the day did. Talking about this 11-year-old with stomach pains or abdominal pains. And thinking back to that, but we have another topic that kind of makes me cringe. Not because I experienced this pain, but because I witnessed my father when he was alive go through this a number of times. Now, I'm just a guy that's too pragmatic and practical. If I'm going to go through a lot of pain, now, of course, this is after I learned about, you know, what causes these things. Obviously, if you don't know, it's going to be very hard-pressed to prevent it from happening again. Even if you go, or especially if you go the allopathic medicine route. You take the drug, and then it takes away the symptom, and then you end up in the same situation or worse. What am I talking about here? Well, this is not abdominal at this point. Now we're talking kidneys, kidney stones. Now, Super Don, as I said, my dad suffered from them. This is where I first heard about this drug called morphine, because the pain was so severe, and you always hear about kidney stones for men. You know, they say it's like childbirth for women, only they claim it's worse. But I think that alone would be, I would be desperate if I had that pain once to seek out a solution to never have that happen again. Just like, you know, I was joking about you being pregnant three times. No, it's not true. Don't believe it. I was just making it up. Super Don has never been pregnant. But the thing is, if men had to get pregnant and bear women, we would not forget. And we would never do it again. In fact, we would tell all
Wait
our friends.
Minute. And bear women?
Did I say bear women? Children.
Yes. Be. That, yeah. Man, now that would be painful.
Right. Okay. Fully grown women come. No. Listen, forget the nagging. That doesn't matter. You know, listen, I'm going to get in so much trouble here. But you know what I'm saying about men is like, we're not built that tough. I mean, you want to claim to be Hulk Hogan, whatever, but I admit it. I think we don't have that level of amnesia perhaps either to say, you know what? I forgot what that was like. Let's do it again. But some people, again, going through the medical allopathic establishment in the treatment of their disease, are under the impression, because the doctors say, well, we really don't know what to do about it. Even though it's common knowledge to some degree with kidney stones, that if you have too much calcium oxalate right in the system, or, interestingly enough, they'll even acknowledge in the medical literature, or you can look this up, and they'll say, hey, you might have uric acid in your you know, flowing through the kidneys. I'm like, mm-hmm. going, oh my gosh, is that a clue? Is that a clue for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners to understand what they really need to do to prevent kidney stones? Okay. My dad had them a number of times through his life. Of course, he was raised pharmaceutically too. Doctors in the family, et cetera. We've been through this. And so he was treated medically for these things. Sometimes he passed them, the stones. I remember seeing as a kid these stones, these like craggly little things. I'm like, Dad, you peed that out? Oh, man, that's horrible, right? And yet the pain is so significant, yet unfortunately the doctors, even though they can identify, hey, there's this in your urine, there's this in your kidney, they won't say anything about your liver. They won't say a thing about your liver. What are you doing? How's your liver doing? Well, I don't know. The enzymes don't seem to be elevated, so all good, right? Because they don't acknowledge something called liver congestion. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Only crazy homeopaths say that. Now, it's not to say I knew of anything remotely resembling liver congestion growing up in terms of a term or a definition for the term. Because when I learned about the liver in high school biology, you know, it was like, okay, the filtration system of the body, it detoxes things, right? But at that moment, you forget, and that's it. That's all you know. And so if we look at the kidneys, I've said this many times over the years, they're just sitting there hanging out passively downstream from the liver. So when the liver is hammered day after day after day after day with the wrong diet, we're talking a diet high in processed foods, maybe too high in the wrong forms of certain minerals, like maybe you're drinking too much homogenized pasteurized milk, you know, loads of calcium, improper proteins that have been denatured, all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, these things add up. And the liver has a hard time metabolizing some of this stuff, and it goes, can't deal with it. Send it down to the kidneys. And, you know, on top of this, the average American that suffers with kidney stones is likely, like I mentioned last hour, chronically dehydrated. Not like you're in the middle of a desert, going to die of dehydration, but that below optimal. And it's been said, metabolically speaking, that every 1% drop from optimal hydration levels in the body can result in as much as a 10% drop in metabolic efficiency. So if the liver's not doing its job and it's sending stuff the kidneys aren't supposed to be handling because the liver couldn't or wouldn't, what do you think's going to happen to the kidneys at a certain point? There's going to be stuff in there that they can't deal with, and these minerals start to coalesce and crystallize and build, and they can't pass through the glomeruli. Did I say that right? I don't even know. The nephrotic tissue, right? And they get clogged up. These stones are very painful. Maybe they'll make it out of the kidney into the ureter, on down to the bladder. But, I mean, in that, in between the kidneys and the bladder, this ureter, that's where they're seeing a lot of the stone blockages and pain. And, of course, it can be very dangerous if the urine can't pass through at all. So there's a lot of reasons that this is problematic. But the question is begged to be asked, why? Why is this happening? And if we find out, would we be willing to change our diets and lifestyle, clean up what goes into the body, help the liver to do what it does by God's design, yes, I said that, facilitate that, stay hydrated, and watch you never have another kidney stone again in your life. Now, granted, if you're under the tutelage of doctors that don't know this, it's like being the blind leading the blind in a sense. And although they should know better, they should know better. But you can should all over them all you want. It's not going to make them do it until they're ready to go out and learn something besides drug pharmacology. We've got to change what goes into the body. We've got to mineralize appropriately. We've got to hydrate adequately. And yes, there are homeopathic remedies. I talk about liver drainage remedies. There are kidney remedies. But the liver is really the key here, folks. If you can restore the liver to full function, you hydrate again, you can minimize the stress, the undue burden on the kidneys, and watch that dissipate over time. And there may be other things. I'll ask medical doctor, our good friend Linda Isaacs, to add into the mix when we get into diets and choices, nuances that I'm not getting into right now. I'm going to have her join us in a moment. And Ben, by the way, you can call Linda anytime you're ready and just let me know when she's ready to join us, okay? So in regard to kidney stones, Superdoc, I don't know if you want to add anything to it. I just want to set the stage and always go a little bit deeper to help people understand that if we do something that well precedes any kidney issues, we can minimize the kidney issues ever even occurring.
Yeah, well, I you asked me if I'd ever had one. I haven't, but I, like you, have known people that have, and I don't know. I know that there was one person in particular that drank a lot of soda, and that seemed to aggravate the situation for that person a lot. Interesting, though. I have to ask Ben. Ben, have you ever had a kidney stone? Yeah, because this particular study was done in Minnesota.
Yeah, I thought one time I was having a kidney stone, but it ended up not being a kidney
stone. What did it turn out to be? You were looking at another girl while Whitney was standing next to you and she kicked you?
Yeah, that's...
He ate a Tide Pod, probably.
He ate a Tide Pod?
Aggravated,
Oh, my gosh. All right, Ben, let me know when we have Dr. Linda Isaacs available. Oh, hey, Linda, Dr. Isaacs!
I'm here, yes. I didn't know when I was supposed to say something.
Oh, well, right now, my friend. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's been too long. Thanks for being so kind that you would come back on the show even. I wasn't ignoring you, I promise. We've just been busy. I know you've been busy, too.
Well, sure. I'm always happy to be on your show. It's always good to talk to you.
Do you want to add anything into the mix before this break coming up about the kidney stone issue? Because, I just try to give some basic principles of, like, if that kind of pain is something you're willing to go through again, you're not, like, seeking out the right help, because there are ways to prevent this from ever happening.
Well, I've always heard that a kidney stone is the closest a man can appreciate to childbirth. It's supposed to be really awful. I've never had one myself, for which I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm thinking that's the kind of thing that would say, you know what, I'm going to find somebody, anybody, who can promise that if I do this, I'll never have that again. But unfortunately, medical doctors, nephrologists, whatever, they tend to ignore the role of the liver. They ignore issues like hydration. Somebody mentioned sodas, phosphoric acid, much less other things that have added to the mineral imbalance in the body that manifest as these crystals. And I think the liver is key here. The kidneys are passively downstream, just waiting for whatever the liver sends them.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly, I will say that the Orthodox guys do know about hydration. That part they do understand. But you're right. They miss a lot of important facts and things that could help people not have kidney stones, which I think we'd all agree is what we want.
Yeah, exactly. And I was joking with the pain that men have experienced with this that can be called a tantamount to childbirth. I don't know if it's worse or not, but men would never, never, ever have babies. It's a good thing women have them, because we would not have a species. Men would go, I'm sorry, not going to do it. And I won't forget the pain from the last one, right? So, folks, we got Dr. Linda Isaacs on with us this hour. I'm so grateful to have her on board. She's terrific. We're going to be talking about the unique dietary choices you need to assess to make that are yours for your greatest benefit. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. Also, we're going to be telling you about an event that Linda Isaacs will be speaking at for the public. I believe it's in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll confirm that, and if you're anywhere nearby, you're going to want to plan to be there. So stand by for that as well. You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, back at it with Dr. Linda Isaacs. And, of course, the backstory for those of you who have been listening for a long time, you probably already know her. If you're new, one of my best friends in this lifetime who left us far too soon was someone who worked so closely with Dr. Linda Isaacs for many, many years. And that was Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez. And Linda's doing her level best to carry on that tradition, to continue the healing, the integrity that she brings to it, the passion, the prayers, all of that. She's a woman with a great heart and a great healing mind as well. And I'm glad to have her on board. She's got an event coming up in Lexington, Kentucky, and it's in the show notes. It's going to be happening February 28th, and it's at the Good Foods Co-op in Lexington. There is a registration. A $10 fee if you're a member, $12 if you're not, because it's a limited number of people that can fit. So get in there, sign up, and plan to be there for that. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But Dr. Isaacs, you know, one of the things that you've done, and I must say condolences on the passing of your mother. Did I understand she was in her 90s?
Yeah, she was 95, and she passed away actually only a few weeks ago in Lexington. That's where she was living. And I had actually originally set up this this lecture hoping that she'd be able to make it. She's heard me speak before, but it had been quite a while. But unfortunately, she came down with pneumonia over the Christmas holidays and just never really quite recovered from it. She was frail at that point, and I think she certainly had a peaceful passing, and I think it's what she wanted. But of course, I miss her terribly. But thank you for your for your condolences.
Well, I think the story you were telling us off the air for our YouTube crowd was fascinating too. That she was into the natural products and health foods long before you were. In fact, you were going to become a medical doctor, pre-med and all of that. And, you know, she sent you to the Good Foods Co-op to get some stuff. You're looking at, you have no idea what it is. But now, all these years later, I mean, obviously you've embraced that. You and Dr. Nick were working with things that involve the things we get at health food stores.
Yeah, absolutely. She did get interested well before I did, and she, I believe, joined the Good Foods Co-op in the late 70s.
Wow.
So that was while I was still an undergraduate, and I do remember her sending me on a shopping mission, and I at that time I was still deciding which soft drink I liked the best. You know,
yes.
I was not interested in natural foods at that point,
mm-hmm.
and was a little baffled. I didn't quite know how things work when you're trying to buy things in bulk from, you know, and put it in a bag and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now, of course, that's my preferred way to shop, and I'm a big supporter of the co-op. So even though my mother has passed on, I'm keeping my commitment to do this class and to be there one last time.
Well, let's fill it up, folks. And Linda's going to do a terrific job in bringing some information that is desperately needed, and among those, chief among those, the things we talked to you and Dr. Nick over the years about, you know, what's the right diet? We've got these controversial topics here. You think vaccinations were topics that were controversial. Nothing compares to when I talk about different diets. And the people who swear by one, they hate you if you don't do theirs. They want you to do... It's like people get more religiously dogmatic about diets than they do about their own religious beliefs.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you get some people that are dogmatic that it doesn't matter what you eat, which baffles some people when they go see an oncologist, for example, and mm-hmm. the waiting room or the area where the chemotherapy is given is full of cookies and ice cream and all sorts of sugary stuff, and they're wondering, what in the world is this about?
Mm-hmm.
People can definitely do get very opinionated about food. I guess it's because we all eat, so we all think we're experts.
Well, and we really want to defend our beliefs as if someone eats differently from us, somehow it's going to, I don't know why it should offend me how someone, I mean, I want people to eat well for their needs, for instance. And one of the things I found out in my journey, and again, with talking with Dr. Nick over the years too, is that I have had needs that have changed over my life as well. It wasn't like the one diet that was awesome for me when I first started my healing journey at the age of 24, really having to detox and reduce my animal proteins because I was just so toxic and deficient, unable to digest proteins even, that it wasn't going to be the diet for the rest of my life. And I had to be sensitive to the fact that, well, it was good then, but maybe not tomorrow. And I think that's another aspect that people get hung up on. They think, well, I got this one diet. Now this is all I need to do for the rest of my life. So, Dr. Linda Isaacs, we got to take a break. When we come back, and we'll talk to our folks at the bottom of the hour, too, that are watching on YouTube. But when we come back on radio, I want to talk about those needs and how they might shift, but also how you determine what is the right diet for each person that comes to you that may manifest different cancers. So this is a fascinating journey. We're all still on, folks. Dr. Linda Isaacs is with us, and we'll continue after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here in our home and broadcast syndication radio. That's GCN, GCNlive.com. Later on, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and of course on YouTube when we're simulcasting like we are right now. Dr. Linda Isaacs, my guest. This is someone who I would have no hesitation sending a friend or a loved one to see. That's why how much I think of Dr. Linda in terms of I really feel like you're going to get the, I know you're going to get the best. Now, if you're willing to engage, like I said, you get some serious issues, you need help, you can get that kind of help. Go to drlindai.com, D-R-L-I-N-D, the initial I, all together, .com, and learn more about what she does. We'll talk a little bit about some of these dietary concepts and how do you determine, you know, what a person needs. I mentioned in my own journey having to transition from times that vegetarian, times not vegetarian, times more raw, times more cooked. I mean, it is enough to confuse just about anybody.
Yeah, that is, it certainly can be, but, you know, one thing that I will say is that most people, if left to themselves and not influenced by a lot of theories, will tend to gravitate toward the food that's good for them, with the exception of sugar. We all like it and none of us should eat it. But aside from that, it's really a rare thing that I recommend a predominantly vegetarian diet to somebody who is totally averse to it. And the meat eaters, the people that do well with a lot of red meat in their diet, they typically look like they've just died and gone to heaven right on the spot when I tell them they can have a steak because they've been dreaming about it.
Mm-hmm.
So to a certain extent, people will, if they listen to their bodies, they'll be steered in the right direction.
You know, it's a foreign concept, Dr. Isaacs, because I grew up and I didn't know what my body was telling me. I grew up on fast food, grocer's freezer, so I didn't have real food to help my body, you know, to do the right things to give me the insight. And I agree with you, though. Ultimately, if you're getting a clean source of food or foods in you, there will be a level of sensitivity and communication that will open back up. And that's what I've had to learn.
Yeah, and it is true, like you said, that when people don't feel well, then it's hard to hear the signal for the noise, so to speak, because they just don't feel well. So, you know, feeling slightly better may not be all that clear. But I think the idea that different people need different things is, you know, a revelation sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's a big part of what of the theories that underlie the work that Dr. Gonzalez and I did for all these years. And Dr. Kelly before us, we actually learned a lot from Dr. Kelly. He was an orthodontist who practiced in Texas in the state of Washington. And he had devised a nutritional method to treat his own serious illness. He had what was probably pancreatic cancer. That was before CAT scans, needle biopsies. But he had lost a huge amount of weight and had a tumor in his abdomen. And they said, it's probably pancreatic cancer and you're not going to be with us terribly much longer. And while the program that he created was more than just diet, nonetheless, the diet that worked for him was predominantly vegetarian, although it turns out there aren't really any traditional peoples that ate a pure vegetarian diet. There was always some eggs, some dairy, some fish, that kind of thing. And that's what Dr. Kelly put himself on. But then when he started having other people coming to him for various types of problems, he found that some people did great with that kind of diet, and other people did just terrible. And so that's when he started trying different diets and found that some people actually needed to eat a lot of red meat, and that's what would make them feel well. You know, he also found that all the supplements that really made him feel good made them feel bad and vice versa. And so he wound up creating empirically, in effect, you know, just from his own clinical observations, the understanding that different people need different things. And then after that, he found in the literature some backup for that in terms of what it's actually happening on a physiologic basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this to me, the insights that he brought about and that you and Nick worked on for many years to kind of, it still hasn't landed everywhere because we still see the diet of the month, the diet craze of the month. And even, you know, in holistic circles, people that, you know, look up to a lot of people will find a diet that works for them and then superimpose that on the rest of the world. And I've said this time and time again, other than clean, which has now become a term that leads you to a diagnosis of orthorexia among the psychiatric community, clean, I mean, in, you know, we don't have deficiencies of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, et cetera. These are things are not normal to the human or animal diet. These were, you know, human additives, synthetic chemicals that have no known, let's say, detoxification pathways necessarily. So when I say the kind of diet, I always start, let's start clean. You might use the term organic. But beyond that, now we've got to differentiate from patient to patient. And that's a big task, or has it become easy that you can just blink and you know it?
Well, a fair amount of the time, it's actually not that hard for me, or it wasn't that hard for Nick, but that's, you know, partly based on 30 years of experience.
Right.
You know, a fair number of people with serious illnesses will be more one extreme or the other, and that's because this ties into the work of a man named Francis Pottinger, who studied the what's called the autonomic nervous system, the system that runs in the background, coordinating things like breathing and digestion and the heart rate. And what Pottinger described was that some people had a very overactive sympathetic fight-or-flight system, that system was on too much of the time, and they would need a more vegetarian diet to tone that down. Then the other extreme is what's called the parasympathetic system being overactive, and those people tend to be very allergic because the parasympathetic system stimulates the immune system. So they're the ones that will get the autoimmune disorders typically. They're the ones that will be constantly reacting to things in the environment because their system is overactive that way, and they tend to do better with meat.
Well, that was my journey. I was the poster boy for every allergy known to man. And, you know, I tended, although I, as I mentioned in my own journey, for a while I went vegetarian because my system was so corrupted, I wasn't able to break anything down. I didn't know a lot about enzymes at the time. And as I gained strength, I was able to bring a little bit more back in. Of course, the difference being when I grew up, it was like factory farmed animals, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fast food restaurants. And when I went back to it, it was grass fed, you know, the way animals were eating food that's native to their diet. And it made a huge difference. So again, that's the sensitivity. Some people have a fundamental philosophical viewpoint about being vegetarian or not, but sometimes that runs headlong into your body's needs.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, one interesting thing, you know, in Dr. Kelly's model and in our model, people with that overactive sympathetic system, if they're going to get cancer, they'll get cancers like lung cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer. And in Kelly's model, in our model, that goes along with an overactive sympathetic system. Well, when I got home today, my copy of the New England Journal of Medicine from February 15th was here, and in it there's an article about prostate cancer and an overactive sympathetic nervous system, and talking about the possible ways that a class of medications called beta blockers might actually be helpful in the treatment of prostate cancer, because it turns out that prostate cancer stimulated by the sympathetic nervous system. And, you know, I'm looking at this going, they could have asked Dr. Kelly that in 1970 and he would have told them. But on the other hand, they're looking at it now. You know, another article I saw just a couple of days ago in a journal called JAMA Internal Medicine. So that's the American Medical Association's journal specifically about internal medicine. But there was an article in there about women who were getting in vitro fertilization and how if they eat organic, they're more likely to have a successful pregnancy. So there was an article talking about the value of organic food and our editorial about pesticides and how it's probably causing all kinds of trouble for human health. And this is in one of the JAMA journals.
Right.
So, you know, bit by bit, the world changes. It may be 30 years behind the times as far as we're concerned, but it gets there.
Well, and the thing is about the medical literature, like you've read it, Nick's read it, I've read a lot of it over the years, and you know, we could see these patterns emerge, but of course the conclusion always, even in that other journal article about going to beta blockers, was like, all right, how do we now go to the drug model? We take that good information, then we say, all right, let's shut it down with a drug, as opposed to, like you do, let's look at the diet and shift those systems by changing what is going into the body, and we never have to resort to synthetic chemistry.
Well, unfortunately, the medical model is paid for by pharmaceuticals, and the research dollars go towards proving pharmaceuticals. I mean, I guess the only good thing I could say on that is that at least the beta blockers are all generic at this point, so it's not going to cost you $500,000 to take.
Well, we'll take a little bit of good stuff with the bad, right? But at the same time, I'm pleased because it's going to be harder for them to attack you the way that they attack you and Dr. Gonzalez over the years about these concepts, because it's backed up more and more in the peer-reviewed literature, but you can say here, instead of going this route, I've decided we went this route and we were successful. And the things that they sabotaged is you know, we've talked about the work that you guys have done in pancreatic cancer, for one, among many other things. They didn't want to see it succeed because, as you said, the economic imperative was to keep the diet as a lip service scenario. Yeah, we'll talk diet, but not we're really working on drug models because that's where the money is.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, even there, though, you know, I recently was served up an abstract of an article written by one of those same investigators that we worked with, and they were talking about how pancreatic cancer can't just be explained on genetic grounds. There must be an epigenetic component. Well, mm-hmm. epigenetics, as far as I'm concerned, is just another way of saying diet and environment.
Exactly.
So, in effect, what they're saying is that, yes, diet plays a role, and you know, to me, it's not that big a jump to say that diet can play a role in terms of improving situations. You know, so again, you know, I try to look for the positive in all of this as best I can, and it is positive that, you know, the bits and pieces that back up the work that we do are out there.
Yeah, well, it's been validating you for years, but they haven't acknowledged it. We acknowledge it here, and I certainly appreciate that you're continuing the great works up there in New York and that you're going to be in Lexington, Kentucky at the Good Food Co-op. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Go and see Dr. Linda Isaacs. It's a very special treat. Learn about these diets, how you can change your future. It is within your grasp. It is within your power. Yes, the power to heal is yours, and she's also proven it. Thank you, Dr. Linda Isaacs. I appreciate you so very much.
Well, thank you.
All right, back up here.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at crafthockeyville.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I love Linda Isaac. She's terrific. Go see her if you're in Lexington. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Other upcoming events listed there as well. We've got the hemp event coming up in Colorado on the 6th and 7th of April. We've got more things we'll be adding to the calendar. So please stay in touch. And if anybody knows how to send out a mass email, I think we have MailChimp. Without our Captain Morgan, I'm lost. I'm like, dude, I need a millennial to help us out there. I got messages to send out to everybody.
Yeah, she was kind of in charge of that stuff. And then she decided to, like...
What is it with millennials? I think it's us. Because, like, Ben wanting to leave us, he's millennial, right?
Is it us? You know what? That's true.
Do we smell we're old people? What is going on here?
We're totally just putting off the millennials for some reason. We're just old crotchety men here.
Yeah, well, the crotchety part. The old part, I don't know who's got what, but it's the grandpa time.
What about
this? You said you're not as into the Winter Olympics. There's some certain aspects. I mean, definitely the skiing is pretty exciting. Now they're doing snowboard stuff.
Here's the thing. I prefer the Summer Olympics over the Winter Olympics. I'm just into those events more. There are some cool things about the Winter Olympics. I am a fan of the luge. I think that's just insane, being just a human bullet flying, you know, through a tunnel. I think that's cool. I'm a fan of like the snowboarding, which yesterday I got to see the Olympic gold go to what was her name? Chloe Kim, I think.
17 years old or something, right?
Yeah, great job. So you know, there's some things, and then there's some unusual events, like the one of them I was watching yesterday. It's like a biathlon.
Oh yeah, they cross country ski and they shoot.
And they shoot a gun, and I'm like, those things don't seem to normally go together, but, whatever.
Awesome. Oh, by the way, you know, we're preparing. My son's graduating this year, and he's a private high school. It was a Christian school, and you know, I thought, okay, we'll submit pictures for, like, certain yearbook stuff, because they want you to do that. And I kind of knew they wouldn't accept it, because one of the photographs he has is awesome. He's got a black powder gun, right? These are the historic guns, black powder, and he's firing it, so you see this big flame coming out of it. It's awesome picture, but we got word back that they're not allowed to do it. Not like they care, this school doesn't care, but they say there's like a national standard that if you're part of whatever companies that provide the services to make these yearbooks, you're not allowed to have any firearms in them. So, again, this tells you systemically how bad we are, that the Second Amendment can't play itself out in high school yearbooks. But we've included it. We've included it in his invitation to his graduation. They can't stop us from doing that. All right, with that, let's go to Pyeongchang. And Pyeongchang, everybody Pyeongchang tonight, because the graphics on the news kind of mucked it up a little bit. Apparently, a very funny story out of, what is this, WLS Channel 7. Where are they located, Super
that's
Don?
That's in Chicago, WLS. Chicago. Probably the biggest station in Chicago. And, you know, you got to see the visual. You got to go to the show notes, click on this to see this. There's this
great
newscaster, and he's talking about the Olympics.
Yes.
And the show of unity, because you got the North and the South that are competing together as the Korea and stuff. And the graphic over his shoulder has the Olympic symbol, and it has Channel 7. And it says P.F. Chang 2018.
I'm putting it up for our YouTube audience right now. The Olympics are being held at your local P.F. Chang.
P.F. Chang's. And apparently what happened was there was a sports guy that was doing like a satire of the Olympics. And they created this graphic that said P.F. Chang 2018 as kind of a satire of Pyeongchang, right?
Right.
Well, whoever was working in the graphics department at the TV news station screwed up and they grabbed the wrong graphic, so they put that one up there. And so here's the serious newscaster doing this story about the show of unity in Korea at P.F. Chang. Funny stuff. I love when
I'm not
like
eating at P.F. Chang's until they go non-GMO and organic, but that is a funny story. Winter Olympics 2018 at P.F. Chang's. Let's all go there.
Chang.
Yeah, do they have like the snowboarding through the wok? I don't know. How would they do that? I guess the wok is big enough to be like a half pipe, half bowl.
There you go.
Just make sure the heat's not on when that happens. I guess you could kind of ski down the oil. But then again, it'd be hot. That'd be more of a summer Olympic sport, Super Don, since you like that. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow, Valentine's Day. Happy Open Hearts. And Ty Bollinger, and what other surprises? I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. But we already do know that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.